While the world celebrated Christmas with carols and lights, Padre Pio was captivated by something deeper, the humble love of the baby Jesus. Stay tuned to hear what this season truly meant to him.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. As we approach the Christmas season, let's take a moment to immerse ourselves in Padre Pio's unique reflections on this sacred time of year. Drawing from Padre Pio of Pretlicina, Letters, Volume 2, we see just how deeply he cherished this season, experiencing Christmas as a time of inner rebirth. In a heartfelt letter to his spiritual daughter, Raffaellina Cerase, he expressed this beautifully, saying, "When the Holy Novena begins in honor of the baby Jesus, it feels as though my spirit is born afresh to a new life." This renewal wasn't just symbolic. For Padre Pio, Christmas was a deeply transformative time. A chance to reignite his love for Christ with a heart as pure as that of a child. He continued in that same letter, revealing how he felt almost overwhelmed by the grace and joy of the season. "I feel as though my heart is too small to embrace all these heavenly blessings. My soul felt as though it were disintegrating in the presence of our God, who has become man." Just imagine that level of devotion. And he didn't keep this joy to himself. He urged others to feel it too. "Let us open our hearts to the baby Jesus, whose soul was without the stain of sin. We will taste how sweet and gentle it is to love him, to love our God." Christmas for Padre Pio was more than a celebration. It was an invitation to encounter God's love anew. He longed for each of us to feel that sweetness, that purity that comes with truly loving Christ. In fact, his fellow friars tell us that Padre Pio placed the nativity scene directly across from his confessional. This arrangement allowed him to meditate on the miracle of Christ's birth throughout the Advent and Christmas season, making every confession a moment to remember God's mercy and sending his Son into the world. But before we continue, in these challenging times, many of us seek peace, clarity, and renewed faith. By joining the Protected Child of Padre Pio program, you invite St. Padre Pio's powerful intercession into your life through our Following Padre Pio apostolate. Padre Pio, a saint who truly understands our modern struggles, offers healing, guidance, and encouragement. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming a part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll benefit spiritually through regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to Padre Pio's legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts like a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of his presence in your life. Your support helps us continue Padre Pio's mission and ensures daily prayers and blessings are offered for you. Take this step today to welcome His grace and guidance. Simply use the form below to set up your monthly gift and experience Padre Pio's powerful intercession in your life. Giuseppe Cacioppoli, in his book Padre Pio, Heavenly Facts and Words of Wisdom, shares a memory from one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters, Cleonice Morcaldi. She recalled, "At Christmas, the face of Padre Pio was transformed. He was in continual ecstasy. Like Saint Francis, he was seeing a living baby Jesus as he was in the Grotto of Bethlehem. He celebrated the three Christmas Masses, one after the other, on the same night. He cried a lot. He said, 'In the Grotto, baby Jesus cried, suffered, and Mary and Joseph suffered with him. Outside, the angels and the shepherds were singing and were in a state of great joy. But it is better to remain in the company of Jesus.' While the world around us may be caught up in festivities and joy, Padre Pio reminds us of the beauty in simply being close to Jesus. This is the heart of Christmas, the miracle of God becoming man, quietly, humbly, in the company of Mary and Joseph." Padre Pio's words encourage us to embrace the deeper meaning of this season, not just as a time of outward celebration, but as an invitation to hold Jesus close in our hearts. So, as Christmas draws near, may we too open ourselves to the grace of this season. Let us remember that the greatest gift we have been given is our Lord Himself, born in a humble stable for our salvation. In this spirit of gratitude and love, may we each find a moment to quietly draw near to Jesus, to welcome Him into our hearts, and to carry that joy with us long after the season ends. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you'll miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.